Game 2 of 3 between the Angels and Blue Jays. His name has been circulating among trade rumors, so does that mean Francisco Liriano might see his last game in a Blue Jays uniform? Only time will tell, but for now, we'll take it to the top of the sixth, Andrelton Simmons at the plate.
Here's the next one. That's a shot in the left center field, and that's going to tie up the ball game. One run scores, two are in. What a clutch hit on an 0-2 pitch by Simmons. The batter is Revere. That's a liner into right field. That's going to be a base hit. Cole Calhoun, he will score easily. Here's the pitch on Pennington, and it's a wild pitch. It goes past the catcher, Montero. Throw to the plate is late. Angels have just tied up the ball game. Zuna in front, 1-2 on Pennington. This is lifted in the air, not very deep into right center field. Making the grab on it is Pilar. Tagging is Revere. Throw to the plate, he'll score! The Angels now have the lead.
Bud Norris comes on to try to close it out. 2-0. Grounded it to second base. Pennington will flip it to Simmons for one. Relay back to first. Got him! Light that baby up as the Angels pick up the victory.
Angels take this one 6-5. In his first start of 2017, Yusmeiro Petit goes 3 2/3, allowing one run on three hits with five strikeouts. In his major league debut, Troy Scribner would come on in relief to notch the win. Mike Socha and the Angels win in exciting fashion as the Angels score three runs in the ninth to go on to win 6-5. Here's what he had to say about the victory.
We played hard the whole way through. We just, cut a little break. With the ball that got by Montero, that helped set that inning up for the sac fly. And at the end, Bud Norris tried to throw a little cutter and it backed up into Batista and, kind of fought it off to second base and we got the double play ball. But we played hard. Not too many times you're going to get to Osuna, and we were fortunate enough to do it this afternoon.
What do you think of Scribner?
He's okay. I mean, he's got a four pitch mix that he changes speeds with, and change up to Montero. He just got pulled it a little bit over the plate for the home run. Outside of that, he made some pitches and gave us three innings that we really needed.
Is it encouraging that he came back from that to give you those 2-0s?
Yeah, I think everyone talks about. He says he's got great makeup. He's aggressive. He all the things you're looking for in a young pitcher, and. He bounced back after the home run.
Why did you feel like you had to use him for three innings there? It seems like you could have, used one to Blake and Bud earlier in there, but you used him to sort of prolong the time before you went to the back end of the bullpen. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, we're losing at the time, and I don't think, our bullpen's been stretched. I don't think it's a day they would want to use Bud in a game we're behind. Blake Parker in a game we're behind. Hernandez, we're trying to give him a day. Bedrosian pitched yesterday. So there's some guys that if we had to hold a lead, that we could have lined up. But we were down 5-3 at the time. And at that point, I don't think, if we use Bud in the eighth, and we tie it up in the ninth, we've used Scribner and Bud, and now we're using guys that we didn't have to use.
Pretty much the same stuff that Petit has done for you all year, right? In his four
innings. Wise has been unbelievable. He would have gone out there for fifth if we had let him. But getting almost to 50 pitches after, being in our pen for a long time, that's a great effort. Definitely kept us in the game, gave us a chance to win. Could come back at the end. Is it better? Or start over?
Do you think Pujols might need a day or anything like that, or is there anything you can do?
Yeah, we talked to Albert. He first at time he hit a bullet to center. Seems like he's just just missing some pitches, but he feels strong and he feels like he's starting to put better swings on the ball, and I think we can see some of that, but. We'll look at it, and see. But I don't think he's tired. No.
Do you think Petit will get another start, or is it too early to say at this point?
We're gonna have to look through a lot of things. Some things are that are out of his control as to what might happen. Tyler Skaggs' last outing in AAA got rained out, got shortened after 40 some pitches. So there's a little more work that Tyler's gonna need. we have to wait for Alex Meyer to get back into his throwing, his throwing program. We do have a day off, so we can maybe push some things back. But if we have to run him out there, I think we're pretty comfortable that he's got the potential to do what he did today. That's a strong four innings he threw.
Would he be able to go more pitches the next time, or do you not build up at this point?
He might be able to stretch it a little more, but it's tough to get a guy who's been throwing in the 30 range and today threw 48. It's not like spring where you step up. He's got a lot of innings already under his belt. Might be able to stretch it a little bit, but I don't think it's a situation where he's going to be built up to 90 or 100 pitches if we kept him in rotation. It's going to take a while.
In his major league debut, Troy Scribner would come on in relief and actually notch the win. Here's what he had to say about his debut performance.
It's been pretty wild, pretty crazy, and everything's moving really quickly, and it's been amazing, though. I've enjoyed every second of it.
Congratulations on the win, and of course, it comes on a very special day because today's whose birthday is it?
Yeah, it's my mom's birthday today.
Talk about this section that is looking at you right now, supporting you, and how big they have been for you throughout your career.
They've been great. I mean, I can't thank my parents enough, and my brothers and my friends, and my girlfriend for coming out all the way. It was a tough road to get here to Toronto. None of us really expected it to happen, so I can't thank them enough for being here and being so supportive in my career.
When you go back and look at what happened this season with you down in Salt Lake AAA, what do you think is the one thing that got you to the big leagues?
Oh boy, just being aggressive and consistent, I think. And there were a couple times where I got away from being aggressive with my pitches and with my fastball, and that got me in trouble. So staying aggressive and then just being consistent with my mindset every time I go out has been the key.
Key today, after the home run and the single, you retired the last seven. What was the key there? Settle down.
Well, these guys are really aggressive, and I kind of knew that coming in, and I was trying to establish my fastball. So I just had to start mixing a little bit, and then coming back to my heater at the end of counts instead of early. So it was a learning curve.
There's so many eyes on you in that ninth inning, especially the veteran players. How tight it was towards the end. What was your reaction after the out?
I couldn't believe it. I mean, it's so great playing. These guys are so good, and they came back for me, and I just got really fortunate to be the one in the game when we took the lead. But yeah, it was a really cool experience, and these guys have been really, really great so far.
Final game of the series is on Sunday. Jesse Chavez will take the hill for the Angels, and he'll square off against the Blue Jays' Cesar Valdez.